Their visit to San Francisco is in honor of the 60th anniversary of the founding of the United Nations. And their tour is sponsored by the Bureau of Education and Cultural Affairs of the United States Department of State, the U.S. Mission to the United Nations, the American Legion Cathay Post number 384, and Roots of Peace. They will also perform on Thursday evening here in San Francisco at 8 p.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral in a free concert. So please, let us welcome the Kurdish musicians from Iraq.
Thank you. Welcome. We're going to have the first formal welcome. It's my great honor and privilege to bring to you the San Francisco Girls Choir.
To be free, the gifts to come to be free.
big round of applause to the San Francisco Girls Choir. They were fantastic. Thank you. My name's Jared Blumenfeld, and welcome to a fantastically sunny San Francisco day. It's not often that we get these beautiful, clear days in the summer. Normally it's foggy. To those visiting delegates that we have from around the world, this is really a blessed day, so thank you. I want to welcome the thousands of school children who are now even more coming in as we speak, so a big round of applause to all the children that have come. So San Francisco World Environment Day is really about our future. The children that are here, represented here today, are that future. We take the environment very seriously here in San Francisco, and we have many celebratory events that are happening this week. But the real work that will get done, Mayor Newsom will let you know about in a minute, which is a set of documents called the Accords that really will work with all our visiting delegates here, mayors from around the world, to make sure that our planet, especially the cities on the planet, are safer for future generations. It's now a great honor and privilege to introduce Mayor Gavin Newsom from the great city and county of San Francisco, who's our fearless leader and fearless environmentalist.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to sunny San Francisco. It's supposed to be foggy, but we fooled Mother Nature. And we appreciate all of you coming out here today. Those of you got here yesterday and the day before, I hope you're enjoying yourselves. We're very proud that so many mayors representing truly the world have descended here in San Francisco for America's first. And that is the first time the United Nations has decided to come to the United States of America to celebrate World Environment Day. We're very proud of that. Long overdue. We're proud. Thank you. Now, we'd like to think the United Nations chose San Francisco because of our great environmental stewardship, because of our example, and because we have so much to share. But we would be, I think, overstating it. Do not forget where you are sitting here today, and I say this because so many San Franciscans have forgot this. Where you are today is exactly where people were some 60 years ago next month. Those were the people that put together the documents to found the United Nations. It happened right here in San Francisco. It happened right here in Civic Center, and it officially happened right behind me. We're very proud of that. So not only are you here where the United Nations began, but you also are here in a city that celebrates each and every day its diversity, our greatest strength. This is among the most diverse cities in the world's most diverse democracy. And I'll tell you what makes me so proud as mayor is we're living together and we're advancing together and we're prospering together across every conceivable difference. It's a magical place, truly, San Francisco. So it seems appropriate that mayors from 70-plus cities from around the world have descended here to talk about our common humanity, talk about the things that bring us together. You know, the Bible talks about the fact that we're many parts, but we're one body. And what affects one part affects another. And it's absolutely true as it relates to the environment. So it is incomparably important to all of us to recognize that web of mutuality, to recognize that which brings us together in the context of being stewards to one another. I'm very proud that this city has come together with 300-plus community events. We hope you enjoy some time to yourself, but we also hope you enjoy some of those community events that are not on your official agenda. We hope, though, that you do join us for the many official items that appear on your agenda, including this Saturday night when former Vice President Al Gore will talk about an issue that I think transcends all other issues, and that is global warming. I had an opportunity to see his presentation a number of months ago, and I got to tell you, it's as good as it gets. It will knock your socks off, and I cannot encourage you more to make sure you see this presentation. It is an extraordinary, extraordinary presentation. I'm pleased as well that we'll be signing, as Jared Blumenfeld in our Department of Environment, we'll be signing the Accords. The United States, we're not necessarily always leading by example. I don't mean to be partisan here, but we don't always necessarily lead by example. But I think it's incumbent upon us to take some responsibility and not wait for others to take leadership. And I think we have a great opportunity as mayors to sit down and to identify not just problems, but identify solutions and benchmark our success by documenting our commitment and coming back to monitor our performance. Because at the end of the day, all the high rhetoric in the world is not going to turn things around. It's about action. It's about making things happen. It's about results. So I again want to just welcome all of you to this wonderful city, city we're so proud of, the city by the bay, great city and county of San Francisco, a green city. Hopefully we have a lot to share, but we know we have an enormous amount to learn from each and every one of you. Have an outstanding 4 days here in San Francisco. Thank you all very, very much.
And now if we could have the mayors and heads of delegations from each city join us on the stage. So if you could leave your seats here and come up and join us here, that would be great. While the mayors are joining us on the stage, I wanted to highlight a few reasons that I think the United Nations Environment Program, based in Nairobi, which is the entity that is responsible in the UN system for protecting the global environment. Join us. Thank you. A number of the reasons that you should be proud, especially the children here. I have two children here, and I know that they help me recycle every day. San Francisco has the highest urban recycling rate of any nation in the United States. And I think that is in large part due to the great efforts of all the residents here in San Francisco. We have the largest fleet of alternative fuel vehicles in the nation. We have more than 1,000. Today is also the launch of the California Tomorrow Festival. This is a great festival that you'll all be able to experience. We really wanted, the mayor said to us, let's not just have a stuffy conference where people are locked in City Hall. Let's have them experience what it's like to go on a zero-emission bus, what it's like to see a solar panel, as you'll see, wind turbines. So this festival, which will be open all day, which will have music till 6 o'clock, is really about experiencing the technologies, the solutions that are here today to solve yesterday's environmental problems. We also take the issues of equity and environmental justice very seriously in the city and county of San Francisco. That was something else that the United Nations Environment Program looked at. We have the solar panels on Moscone. We have one of the largest energy efficiency programs in the nation. But when we look at our recycling rate, for instance, which is last year was at 64%, and at lunch today, Mayor Newsom will announce it's even higher. We have the mayor of Ahmedabad in Delhi here. Both of their rates are around 80%. So while we think we're great, we have a lot to learn from our compatriots, our mayors in other cities. So the next speaker gives me great pleasure. There's a lot about the environment that's very technical, that's very legal, that's about enforcement. But we really were thrilled to be able to partner with the Suu Kyi Foundation. And what Stephanie Lee is going to talk about is the aspect of the environment that really is the most important, which is our heart, and how the environment is something more than just the air we breathe. There's a spiritual connection that we as human beings, we're after all animals, have that connection to the planet. So, Stephanie, please join us. Thank you.
I gotta have some notes. All the distinguished mayors up on the stage, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, 早安，你好 ，Good morning, aloha. Thank you. It's such a great honor to be here today on the stage. I'm a commissioner from Honolulu representing Suu Kyi Foundation Buddhist Compassion Relief, Suu Kyi Foundation. As I came up this morning, someone was asking me, what's this logo in front? Do you see a logo right underneath? The green logo. Well, that's what I'm representing, the Ciji Foundation. The logo means a lotus flower. Within the lotus flower, there is this bow, this ship, that is going to carry us through the to the other shores where the green city lies. Well, today, it's such a wonderful day, you know, the wonderful weather in San Francisco, an auspicious occasion. I'm lost for words. As all the mayors here gather around from the world, gather here for their important things, boys and girls, as ordinary citizens, we can do something about the green city. We can do something to take part in this, to make the green city a reality for our future generation, for our future generations. Do you know how many people live in this world? Do you know the population? Well, according to the Department of Economic and Social Affairs of the United Nations statistic, it's about 6.4 billion for the 2005. Just think about this. Okay, if I were to shake every single person that comes to my come through me, good morning, aloha, good morning, aloha, one at a time, without any sleep, without any break, from morning till night, aloha, aloha, aloha. Do you know how long it would take? Yes, boys and girls, how long would it take to shake every single hand of the world? It would take us about more than 200 years. So, what does it tell us? So, anyone that comes into our life, the people right around here in San Francisco, it's so special. It's a special occasion. Those who come into our life, maybe your relative, someone you love, or someone who always give you a hard time, or just some stranger that's walking past, you know, pass by. They're special. But what does it mean for us today? Well, I would like to talk about the Ciji Foundation, what we have done with the Green City. In 1990, Dhamma Master Zhenyan Fa Shi, in her speech, when she was talking to her the disciples and all the audience in the public in Taiwan, at the end of the speech, she encouraged those in the audience to use their applauding hands, to protect the environment. One of the women, a young woman, she listened, and she took that into her heart. So every morning after the speech, every morning she would get up really early in the morning, and start doing recycling work, picking up all the garbages, the reusable materials. From morning till night. I mean, she has to go to work, but after work, she'll go back and start collecting recyclable. As she was doing this, she knocked on every single door of the neighborhood doors and asked, people for the recycled materials. And what happened is that in 30 days, she started out using a bicycle, and it was too little. Then she started out putting into a tricycle. Then finally, they got a truck to take all this material for recycling. So the money that got out from the recycling was used for the charity work that Ciji Foundation do in Taiwan. But what happened is, after this, now in the year 2005 in Taiwan, we had about 4,500 neighborhood recycling stations with more than 45,000 environmental volunteers doing recycling work. Well, all these volunteers, they don't just do recycling work. As they were doing the recycling work every day, they pick up the paper. Well, let's say the paper, for instance. There are all kinds of paper they recycle. But they put it into five groups because it depends on the, what kind of paper that you have. You get different kind of money for it. Okay. But the thing is, to put the paper in neatly, they do it like a spiritual practice, making it into like a meditation. All the volunteers that got in, you know, really, as they were handling the garbage, they started realizing how important it is that we cannot waste the material that is available. We should really make use of what is available to us and cherish the environment. Master Chen Yan encouraged all the volunteers to be a farmers of the heart, the field of heart. And she always talked about, you know, we can be a seed. The seed of goodness that's within, lie within each and single one of us, boys and girls. You and I and all of us had this goodness. But what can we do? You know, what can we do with this good heart to protect the environment? We may not be able to shake every single hand on this earth, okay? But if we take ourselves, we look at ourselves as this one seed. This seed, if we plant it on the planet, the seed will grow into a big tree. And the tree will bear more fruits and with more seeds. And the seed will grow out to become even more trees. And the trees just keep on going, and the process go on, continues, and we're going to have a forest. The green cities will be born. So, boys and girls, maybe we won't be able to shake every single hand of the 6.4 billion people in this world. But what we can do is by taking care of our heart. Think about what we can do. The simple act of picking up a trash, looking into what we use with the water, just a little bit less. We can share our concept with friends around us and make it. This is our mission. You know, today we're here, gathering today here. You know, make this our mission to make this world a better place. And Green City from the heart will be a reality for future generations to come. Thank you. Aloha.
It now gives me great pleasure. We've been in partnership with the United Nations Environment Program since they made the good decision to choose San Francisco to be the host city for UN World Environment Day 2005. We've been working with Eric Faltz. Eric is the head of communications and has just flown in from Nairobi, Kenya. Nairobi is where the United Nations Environment Program is based. And Eric is going to tell us a little bit about the mission of the United Nations Environment Program and why it's so critical for us here, particularly in North America, to help the United Nations in this great work. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Jared. And good morning to all of you. I really want to congratulate Mayor Newsom for organizing this wonderful series of events throughout 5 days. Usually World Environment Day is celebrated only over one day or at the most 2 days, but I think San Francisco has really setting new standards for the celebration of World Environment Day. Last year we were in Barcelona, which was a wonderful celebration. We didn't have as much sun, believe it or not. So we're very happy that this is starting under good auspices. I also want to congratulate you, Jared, because I know you've been working with all of your team at the Department of Environment for a long, long time. When we started discussing the possibility of having World Environment Day in San Francisco 18 months ago, I think that we didn't think we would be able to organize such a beautiful and comprehensive event. It's particularly satisfying to see the number of community events, aside from the city-organized events, because I think it shows the level of enthusiasm, the level of interest in the community. In fact, throughout the Bay Area and in California, we were fortunate to have the governor with us yesterday, and it does confirm that San Francisco, yes, is a leader in North America, and in many ways, a leader in the world. So we're happy to see this particular involvement. One more aspect that I want to underline very briefly is the participation of children and youth. Frankly speaking, we do find at the United Nations Environment Program that governments and leaders pay lip service to the importance of the environment for children and youth, but don't do enough. And I would like to encourage all of you to practice what you preach. It is about time that we do more, indeed, for our children and grandchildren. The young people who are here today have a very vague but an early understanding of the reasons why the environment is important to all of them. I think the governor yesterday, Mayor Newsom as well, have underlined the importance of indeed transforming our planet back to what it was, and we must do much more for them. It's also extremely positive to see the mayors who have joined us from around the world, because this is an expression of international solidarity, and obviously we need international solidarity. International solidarity is what the United Nations is about, and I think that in the same spirit, the idea to have all the mayors here from a number of cities was initiated by San Francisco, and I think it's very positive. UNEP works essentially with governments, but obviously there are many, many actors who can have an impact, and it can transform the way we do business today, and cities have a role to play. Civil society in general has a role to play. I just mentioned the youth and the children. I'm very happy also to see the involvement of non-governmental organizations. We see Greenpeace, who was also with us last year in Barcelona. We're very happy that they're celebrating World Environment Day. This is an opportunity to reflect. This is an opportunity to also to celebrate and hopefully to take action. Thank you very much.
So for everyone today, I hope you go to the scrap house. This scrap house is built entirely by volunteers over a two-week period out of found materials. You'll see it afterwards. It's incredible. We have solar panels from Shell Solar that are going up with the help of PG&E over there. So you can see great solar panels that are going to be put on the roof right over there. They're everything from a man making smoothies using a bicycle power blender. This is the greatest collection of hydrogen fuel cell vehicles, I think, in any one place in history. We have over 50, so really enjoy yourself. Look around. We're now going to hear one last closing song from the San Francisco Girls Choir. The mayors will then be able to go into the first session of the Accords, where they'll be talking about best practices from around the world, the obstacles, challenges, and successes of reaching environmental policy at the local level in City Hall. So after this ends, if the mayors can go into City Hall, and everyone else, if you can enjoy a beautiful San Francisco day. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh,
A big cheer from all the kids, and a big cheer for all the kids. That's not loud enough. Louder. Excellent. So maybe we could get all the kids to wave their Earth flags. The Earth flags were given by the Earth Council Alliance. They're beautiful. You can see them all. They really show one thing, which is that we come from one planet surrounded by, I guess, blue space. So now, if we can make, if the kids, you should go over to the solar power panels, and we're going to have a ribbon cutting with the mayor over there. And if our mayors can leave the stage through the back and go to City Hall, we now officially open UN World Environment Day. Thank you.